This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NPR's Frank Langfitt followed the transportation situation today and spent most of the day at Washington's RFK Stadium. That's about 2 miles from the site of President Barack Obama's swearing-in, and it's where more than 1,000 buses parked. And Frank, what kind of a day was it at RFK?
Well, Robert, it was a long one. It started at about 3 a.m. with those buses you just mentioned circling the parking lot in the dark. They were waiting to get in. Over 50,000 people poured onto shuttle buses to make their way to the mall. Now, even before the event, some people began straggling back because they were just freezing. It was too cold for them. And then right after the speech, you know, the tide turned and people began pouring back up here into RFK.
Now, you've also been collecting information on the general logistics of this inauguration day in Washington. Where were the trouble spots?
Well, one was right in front of the Capitol grounds around First Street and Constitution. That's where there were a lot of really good seats, good tickets, and people were stuck there for hours, and many couldn't get in. I talked to Christine Hughes, she's 35 years old, and Megan Baer, she's 17, a high school student. They're both from Erskine, New York, and they had tickets from their congressman, but they couldn't get into the area. And here's how Christine and Megan described it.
We were there with, I'd say, hundreds of thousands of other people, and we moved probably a whole city block, and then we were deadlocked.
Okay. And where did you end up watching the show?
At a McDonald's.
13-inch fuzzy black and white
1970 TV. 1970 fuzzy black and white TV.
About 500 other people.
But that 14-inch black and white TV was in the nation's capital, Frank. There were other places where the pedestrian traffic moved smoothly?
Much better. I think Memorial Bridge is a good example. That, of course, goes from the district into Northern Virginia, and it was shut down to traffic. But our own Allison Aubrey was there, and she said people were moving very smoothly. It looked like there were a lot of locals, knew where they were going. No jam-ups at all.
Now, how did those buses do at RFK Stadium? Did many of them get out of town quickly after the swearing-in?
No, they didn't. You know, remember those school field trips we all used to go on? Well, this was like one with tens of thousands of people. And when people got back to RFK, instead of getting on the buses, they went shopping. They went to see the vendors here buy Barack Obama buttons, T-shirts, air fresheners, and the bus drivers had to wait for them. I met a guy named Gary Gamble. He's 63, a bus driver from Connecticut, and he was waiting on a lot of people for his bus. And I asked him how his drive home was looking, and here's how he put it.
Man, are you kidding me? We going straight up 95, Connecticut, Jersey Turnpike, and all of that stuff. So that's where the trouble starts, you know. So it won't be pretty.
How long do you think it's going to take you?
At least 12 hours.
Sounds like a very long night, but after a very memorable day. NPR's Frank Langfitt at RFK Stadium, thanks so much for talking with us again.
Happy to do it, Robert.